to the this doesn't have my name.
I was just gonna call it episode zero.
Okay.
And sure. Then cheers. Cheers. We are drinking Ale Chiaretto 2019.
Where'd you get it?
Prudential. Italy. Have you ever been to Italy?
I've never been to Italy. It looks like what's it called? Cheesecake Factory, but like Italian.
What?
No. Well, isn't it the same like sort of idea?
Bro, Cheesecake Factory has like jambalaya. Wait, is jambalaya? No. No, Cheesecake Factory is like ratchet. It's like it's not ratchet, but it's like.
Oh, it's like it's not.
It's ratchet relative to Italy.
To Italy, really?
Yeah. Like only the interior is nice of Cheesecake Factory.
Interesting.
The food is like, I don't know. Now I feel bad calling it ratchet. I feel bad because I've seen my families like celebrate stuff in there. So it's not like ratchet.
Yeah.
It's not ratchet, but Italy's more like a focused.
Okay. I mean, I can accept that.
Gourmet.
My real question is, why did you bring up jambalaya?
Because I had it. As an example. Because I went, I had jambalaya.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. And I remember like,
I think it's really weird that they have jambalaya though. That's sus.
They have jambalaya. It's like all the food. It's like,
yeah, they have like a very large menu.
So it's not really a cheesecake factory.
Yeah. I guess they also have like a bunch of cheesecake.
They do have a bunch of cheesecake.
Cheesecake is a top tier dessert, I would say.
No. Okay. So this episode, we can talk about what the future episodes will be like. What are the lines that should not be crossed?
We should definitely figure that out. Who is the target audience? I think we should start from there.
I mean, do we have a target audience though?
Do we not?
I think it's better to have the Joe Rogan philosophy.
Just talk to
interesting
people about interesting things.
Well, but if I don't
know, it's just us.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll get interesting people, but for the sake, so it's more like, I guess it's more like a recorded form of our conversation that doesn't really matter who's listening, but it also kind of does, because it's hard to like not think that no one. It's not like no one's gonna, like, somebody must listen.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
Probably listen.
No, but I also, yeah. No, it's like what I said. It's like, I can say shit that my parents would not like to hear. But I could also ignore that and be, like, completely authentic.
That's true.
But I'm probably gonna go for, like, the 80% authenticity line.
That's a good amount of authenticity, I think.
Yeah. So
I think that's just
so
tempering authenticity with common sense.
I will try.
That's a good balance to aim for.
I will try to navigate the in between.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting. I think like it's interesting because it feels like we're having a conversation, but also I'm also like knowing that it's being recorded.
Yeah, it's like somewhat performative.
Yeah, it's an interesting. Now I see why all those comics on podcasts try to come up with jokes on the spot and they like force it.
Well, because like they want to make it, they want to make it interesting for the fans. Because otherwise, why is someone going to listen to like a boring conversation? They can have their own boring conversation, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like our boring conversation might be, like, relatively more entertaining than other people's boring conversations.
That right there is just elitism. Let's unpack that. Why don't we do that for episode zero?
Let's dive into my elitism. No, but, I mean, we're doing this with a thought that we don't know if there will be an episode one.
Yeah.
So, this is, it is a beta version of something that might not even occur. So I think going forward with that is fine.
Yeah.
So what are your New Year resolutions?
I was just going to ask you, what have you done since, so you just turned
24.
Yeah, we're going to reveal some personal information right
Another thing that I considered is, well, I guess if it's going on my YouTube channel, people will know.
Uh-huh.
But I was also thinking about, like, anonymity versus, like, how much do you, like, names. I mean, of course, we're not going to reveal, like, third-party names.
Yeah.
But like
your own
our names.
And like your own address, like where you live, where you work.
What we do.
I think we can be like vague enough. Like you work in this sector. Or like you work on this research.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's good enough.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with people knowing my name. That's if it's like already gonna be uploaded on
the
channel.
Yeah, if it's
like
on your YouTube,
Hi, I'm Philip.
I am not tired of people knowing my name. I will wait and see the reaction. And then maybe I'll put my name on it or not.
Watch me just get cast away from society.
Yeah, so. I'll just disavow Philip. I was held here against my will.
Okay, what are you gonna say about the New Year's stuff?
Yeah, so since your birthday, between your birthday and now, how have you spent that time and what are you looking forward to in the new year?
I started investing again.
Investing again? Like in the stock market?
Like crypto?
Oh, interesting.
This whole podcast. I just visualized the turn into the theme of this podcast. But yeah. No. So like, I did some investing in crypto like ages ago. Like, second year of college.
Okay.
First year summer of college.
Okay.
And then I just didn't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like since a week ago, like people I'm living with, we started talking more about making more money,
mm-hmm.
like other forms and ways, and just invest. Like they do investing, they do like stock market investing.
Okay,
but I've never. Well, I have done that. I've lost like $80 on Robinhood, but but I feel like given my track record, it seems to be my forte is more outside the stock market.
Okay. So yeah. What did you do?
So we just bought crypto.
What's crypto?
Oh, we bought Ethereum.
Interesting.
And we're gonna ride it out.
Is Ethereum the new hot thing?
I don't know. Bitcoin is always
Ethereum
hot.
has been around for a while. I've heard about Ethereum. I feel like you've talked to me about Ether at some point.
Like one thing, like so I used to shit on Bitcoin a lot, just because...
You're a hater?
Yes, but also because, like its primary purpose is, like, storage of value, right? And that's what it would get the most flack for. It's like an art piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone pays, like, $2 million for an art piece,
mm-hmm.
some, like, the person who bought it might be like, this is worth $2 million to me, so it's fine.
Uh-huh.
But other people might be like, that's not even worth like $5 in my standard.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people had that stance towards Bitcoin. But it just keeps skyrocketing in value. So people are like, if it's not even that integrated or like that functional right now, all it seems to be doing is a storage of value. Like, why are people paying so much for it? So I was kind of on that train
uh-huh.
for like the past 2-3 years.
Uh-huh.
But... this one dude on YouTube did a comparison, which was like, so the gold market apparently is worth like $10 trillion.
Okay, the entire market.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the market cap of gold.
Okay.
I feel like we should fact check this.
No, but it's fine.
Okay, let's like disclaimer.
Yeah. No, we should also have. You should have like a means of quickly checking things that we say. So
okay, yeah. Search market cap of gold and market cap of Bitcoin.
Okay. I don't know why I became Jamie right now. I just want to go on the record as saying I oppose this assignment.
I think for the value of the content, it's fine.
Roughly 10 trillion.
Gold, right?
Yeah.
And then what's Bitcoin right now?
About 350 billion.
Yeah,
dollars.
So what the guy was saying is like, gold has been viewed as another storage of value that we've been using for so long as
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
So like when the markets get rough, like people would go to gold, like buy gold as a safety thing, like to preserve their money. And it's like, I guess the same argument is that, like, why do people buy gold? Like, why is gold given at that price?
Because it's pretty?
Yeah, but that's also, like, the same thing as art, then. Like, there's no functional value to, like, holding gold.
Okay.
And it's just whatever people agree on as the value of gold is now the value of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I didn't like Bitcoin at the time.
Okay.
For that reason, but I never tied it to gold at that age.
But I feel like also just gold has... I don't know, even if it's just, like, that people have evolved to, like, treasure gold, gold has, like, a certain sort of intrinsic value now, where people, I feel like almost anyone, you can just, like, if
give
you're,
gold.
Like, gold,
yeah,
like,
but
oh,
that's
yeah,
like,
I want gold.
But now that's Bitcoin. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess it could be Bitcoin. Bitcoin could grow into that.
Yeah, that, like, status.
Yeah.
Like, if someone told you, I'm going to give you gold, you will be happy because it's like there's monetary value to it.
Yeah.
But now you would be even happier if someone was like, I'm going to give you some Bitcoin.
Okay, today. But like, I'm not like, if someone gave me gold, I'd be like fairly sure that like in 50 years, that gold would be worth like roughly a good
like a similar
amount. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I don't have that same sort of confidence about
yeah.
Bitcoin. And that's, I guess, my problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's the leap that people who buy Bitcoin are taking.
Okay.
Like, that's
that
the...
Into...
Yeah, that's, like, the faith that they have that it will replace gold. So,
yeah.
Their reasoning right now... Disclaimer, like, this is not, like, my reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Their reasoning right now is that since the gold market cap is, like, $10
trillion, mm-hmm.
and Bitcoin is only, what, $300
billion?
$350
billion?
Mm-hmm. So, if, like, Bitcoin adoption gets big enough, then the market cap would have to be similar enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying like Bitcoin has like more room to grow and stuff like that.
How? Okay, no, it's fine. I don't want to get too deep into crypto. I was gonna ask how do you make more Bitcoin, but that's not worth going
yeah.
into.
That's more your forte, honestly.
Yeah, let's
revealing information.
One thing that's weird about Bitcoin though is, have you seen the supermarket where we went the other day?
Yeah.
They have, like, a Bitcoin machine there where you can buy Bitcoin.
Like a Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I saw that and I didn't understand it because who is, like, walking into the supermarket and being like, here, I'm going to buy some Bitcoin right here from this ATM. What is this use case? Why is that even a machine
so,
that exists?
I don't think it's actually, like, a use thing. It might be... It might have started as, like, a... adoption / marketing thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, like Bitcoin
yeah.
ATM.
It's everywhere.
Like, yeah, like
so
people
you
are using
it.
It.
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what drives most of the thing now. Because, like, even like, what is it, PayPal and Square?
Yeah, they are also
yeah.
getting on it now.
They're allowing like Bitcoin transaction.
Yeah, I saw PayPal gave me an alert about that. So, like, buy Bitcoin. I'm not gonna buy Bitcoin.
You should buy Bitcoin.
It's like, it's so expensive also. How much
no, you can
have?
Buy a decimal point of it.
Yeah, but that feels...
Yeah.
Like, if I bought, like, $100 worth of Bitcoin even, I'd be like, why?
I think, on that end, a lot of, like, the logic that people go to is, like, spending that $100 on the market
mm-hmm.
won't give you as much yield as, like, spending it that same amount on Bitcoin. It's kind of, like, their reasoning, which is also, of course, not verifiable, but I don't know. I'm not a professional in this field. I just do what my gut tells me.
Okay, so you bought some Ethereum.
Yeah.
With your housemates.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And then now we're just hodling.
I wish you all the best of luck in this venture.
I'm like shocked. Low-key, that they listened to me.
That they were deceived by you.
No, not deceived, but it was like... Because like we had a little group chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told them like my week plan, like 2 week plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I gave my like amateur analysis about what I think is going to happen. And then I told them like, okay, I bought it. I think just the act of seeing someone else near them buy it gave them a small burst of like
faith in it.
Like, we're in it together now, okay. Bitch.
And so now you're all in it.
Yeah. I mean, I do think, regardless of short-term gain or loss, mm-hmm. like, even in a year or so, it will definitely, like, be worth the money. Not necessarily, like, we'll make money in, like, 2 months. Mm-hmm. But in the next year, I'm sure, like, we'll make money. You'll be up. Yeah. Another side propaganda.
We will see. This is going to be a record of this. So we will check this.
Yes. But again, this is not a crypto
podcast. This is not a crypto podcast. We've deviated enough. What else did you do?
I bought a book about Buddha.
About Buddha?
Yeah.
Why?
So I was searching.
Okay.
I was searching for Buddhist teachings.
Okay.
But I didn't know that, what is it? Buddhism doesn't have a Bible. Like, it's
only, like, one book.
Yeah.
Which, like, explains the whole
everything.
The story of the
So Bible. Apparently, like, the tradition for them was that stories were passed down orally.
Okay.
From, like, monk to monk. So they do have written texts now, but there's, like, 80,000
like
books or
missing.
Something. Yeah, there's, like, tons of them.
Okay.
Tons of them already, and then I'm sure there's, like, some that have, like, not been written down or, like, forgotten as, like, time passed.
Okay. Wait, so all these 80,000 things are all about different things?
Yeah, because, like, Buddhism, like, there's Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
In pain. And
what?
No, because, like, the whole of Buddhism is, like, suffering, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Buddha,
he
was... I might, like, getting things wrong again here, but he was, like, a prince, like, he left, and, like, he's in pain.
Yeah.
Like, suffered, and then he, like... elevated. No, he was enlightened.
Yeah.
So then became Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
But the other... Yeah.
Speaking of this, you should read Siddhartha. I think that would be a nice intro to...
Is that the life of Buddha?
It's supposed to be. It's written by this... Okay, so this is also now where I have to give disclaimers. So I read this for a college class. And so... No, I didn't read this for class. I just read this because I think someone gave me the book and was like, that's interesting. But anyway, it's written by this German guy, and it's supposed to be the life of the Buddha. And basically just his life story. But it's so weird because I went into it also expecting that it would be kind of like the Bible of it, or like just like kind of like a summary of like the main tenets. But it's really just like the story of his life. Like, if you read through it, I guess you can pick up
lessons,
but it's really just like a very just like general story of his life. And he was a prince, and I think he was dissatisfied with his life, so he decided to like go out and then try and like live on his own terms or whatever. And then he failed at that for a while, and then at some point he got picked up by this like rich woman, and then he lived with her, and then he was like his like her
sugar baby.
Kind of. Well, they also had, they had like a sexual component to their relationship, but like...
Oh, they did?
Yeah. But it was... He was like his like main advisor, sort of. And like he took care of like a lot of like the running of her estate and all that stuff.
Okay.
But then eventually he had to leave because before... When he first started, he really enjoyed it. He was like gaining influence. He was gaining like... He was getting more information about things, but then he began to get complacent, and then started to just, like, enjoy himself too much and not really try to, like, better himself and everything. And so he left, and then went on to the forest, and eventually he gained enlightenment.
Yeah. So who gives Buddha enlightenment?
What do you mean?
It's not, like, a give thing. It's, like, a individually attained thing.
Yeah, I think he just meditated on just, like, the way of the world, and then he just gained enlightenment.
Yeah, but maybe I don't know Buddhism enough, but like Buddha is like most enlightened guy, and there's also like other people
mm-hmm.
who attain enlightenment,
but not to the same level.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. I'm like, I know what they're called in Korean, but I don't know what they're called in English.
What are they called in Korean?
They're called like Bosai.
Okay, yeah,
which
this
is
very.
Yeah.
This diverse podcast. We're
gonna
have a lot.
Like, you don't know Korean. Even as a Korean American, you don't know Korean.
Why did you say more than that.
But yeah. Anyways, I bought the book, and then I bought it in Korean because my grandma was Buddhist. And then she has had some type of like religious influence in my youth.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read about Buddhism in English, it doesn't really like hit me the same as reading about it in Korean.
Okay.
So I wanted to just try reading in Korean. But I haven't started yet, so.
So nothing on that.
So okay. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, what else did I do? I'm reading Ready Player 2.
Is it good so far? How far into it are you?
I'm like 70-60% done.
But you said you really liked Ready Player 1.
Yeah. It kind of ruined it, I think. So like Ready Player 1, did you read Ready Player 1?
I did not. I just saw the movie.
So Ready Player 1, it has all these like detailed references to the 80s.
Uh-huh.
I think it's one of like the reasons might be to draw the readers in and to imagine the same contextual details that the author was thinking of at the time as he like designed this world.
Wait, say that again, sorry.
So the book is basically about like, so Ready Player One,
mm-hmm,
is about how there's a game creator. He creates this like VR game that's,
yeah,
all encompassing. Like it's now like implemented into real world as well.
Okay.
Like real world business is done in VR, and like a lot of people just want to live in that world and stuff.
Okay.
And then he's like a multi-billion, like trillionaire or something.
Yeah.
And then he dies.
Okay.
He leaves an Easter egg for like all his like game players to find,
mm-hmm,
and whoever gets it like gets all his wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But the creator was also like an 80s culture fanatic. So he, all the, I guess the story and the game itself has a lot of like 80s influence.
Uh-huh.
Like the quest that he designed, the creator designed, they draw from like 80s movies and songs and like clues like that. So in the book, they're all explained in like detail. Like someone's album, this song, like this lyric, or like,
uh-huh,
this movie, this actor, who also was it like in this other movie, and like how does that connection important like to the quest, like that kind of stuff.
What year is Ready Player One set in?
So it's set in the future.
Okay. But the person was an 80s fanatic. So
yeah.
Was the person also alive in the 80s, or is it just,
yeah,
like,
I think the person was like the teens in the 80s.
Okay.
Something like that. But in the first like Ready Player One book,
mm-hmm,
all those details were like kind of interesting to read,
mm-hmm,
about. Like, oh yeah. Like, not that I'm gonna go look into them, but it's just like all these details are there. That's cool.
Yeah.
But the like Ready Player 2 is like similar vein of story, but the details now are just like kind of like bogging down the plot.
You're
kind of
tired of it.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, I get it.
Can we move on to the story now?
Yeah, I just want to get it over with. And
I see.
I'm not enjoying it as much as Ready Player 1. It's not the same like thrill. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
But in 2, which is I guess kind of a spoiler, the villain is like the AI.
Well, you should have given a spoiler alert.
No one's listening. It's fine. It's fine. So,
fans are going to be very sad.
So, if you're into, like, that whole context, the concept of, like, human versus AI, like, what could go wrong if AI is not regulated?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could draw out that vibe from it. It's
okay.
Not, but it's not, like, a philosophical argument. It's just, like, this is happening. It's not like this might happen. It's like, this is happening. So, like, it could be used as an example in, like, a SAT writing essay at one point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good to know. Also, I have to give a correction on the story of Siddhartha I told. Apparently, Siddhartha is not the Buddha. He met Buddha on his travels, and then he learned from him. And then he also gained some amount of... He also gained enlightenment.
Oh, okay. So he's one of the people I might be talking about then.
Yeah.
Like the... Yeah.
Yeah.
The enlightened, but not as enlightened.
Yeah, not on the same level.
Which is also a good lesson about the stock market, to start investing early.
I don't think so.
But, you know, like, Buddha is an OG. He started, like, when no one else did it. So, like, you can never get to his level.
So you're saying, like, at some degree, it's just about how much time you spend doing it, and you're just going to learn from experience?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also just bantering, but I don't know. I mean, draw out what you want from that.
We're gonna get some deep conclusions from this.
Yeah, other than that, I haven't done shit. I stopped woodworking.
That's very disappointing to hear, honestly. Woodworking was a very exciting new hobby for you.
It was an exciting prospect. I started drawing Beth Harmon.
I don't know what that book
from
is.
Queen's Gambit.
I have not seen it.
You haven't seen Queen's Gambit?
I have not.
I also don't want to be that person who says you haven't seen Queen's Gambit. But,
but you are. Now you're on credit. We're on record as saying that's being that person.
But you haven't seen Queen's Gambit. She's just the main character. The girl who like plays chess and beats all these men. All these white men.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is she supposed to be what nationality is she?
She's American.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and at the... I mean, more will be spoiler.
Let's not spoil it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you should play chess.
The game chess?
Yeah. I got, what is it? One of our housemates that you've met and played soccer with. Like, he started playing chess. And then we play one game every 2 days or something like that.
What's the average split win split?
I mean, right now I'm winning because like he hasn't
studied
before, but I'm sure like in the next week or so, like he will definitely like win over me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know like this is gonna like trigger me to like start studying more, get better.
That's good. Yeah, in high school, like they started a chess club, and then I joined, and then for like a while, for like that year, I was like really into chess, and then we'd like play after school and stuff, but since then I haven't really rediscovered the real drive to play chess.
Yeah, is it because you beat everyone?
No, I actually wasn't that good, honestly.
Oh.
People kept thinking that I'd be good, but
why they think you'd be good?
Because I know I know things.
You have sparkle. You have sparkle.
Yeah, I have like the special sauce. They were like, yeah, this kid has the special
this
sauce.
This kid has the sauce. He has the potential to be big. Yeah, that's all for me.
Mm.
What have you done? What have you been done?
What have I been up to? Since what, like Christmas?
Yeah.
Honestly, not a lot. Since the proper date to actually mark when I last did things was, I guess, the 21st.
Yeah.
Because that was when I got the PS5.
Oh.
And ever since then, really, there's not been a lot going on. So I got it, and that also coincided with around the time when work gets into the main holiday period.
Yeah.
So from say like the 21st to January 4th, there are maybe only like 7 or 8 actual working days.
Yeah.
So if you just take like a little bit of time off, you can just have like a whole like 3 week break. So a lot of people do that. So work got really slow and I was able to really devote a lot of time to that. So I haven't spent a lot of time just playing a bunch of games. I played a lot of Cyberpunk, which honestly I am not enjoying that much. I've tried really hard to enjoy it. let me just go on a quick little side rant about Cyberpunk. Okay. So first of all, I bought this game. I pre-ordered the game, which I never used to pre-order games, but this year I pre-ordered 2 games. One of them was FIFA, which doesn't really count.
Yeah.
FIFA is like the same thing every year. But Cyberpunk, I pre-ordered it because of one of our friends.
Yeah.
Who, and so I got the game. And then, like, on the first night, I downloaded the game on my old PS4. And it was the worst thing I have ever seen. It was so bad. I was so sad that I actually paid money for this game.
Wait, wasn't that because of the PS4, though?
Well, yes, but also no. So, yes, it is because of the PS4. It runs better on other things. But the game was announced before the PS5. The PS4 was announced.
Before the PS5 was announced?
No, before the PS4 was announced.
The 4 was announced.
The game was announced first in, like, 2012, and the PS4 came out in, like, 2013.
So it was originally planned for PS4.
Yeah, so, like, the original release date was April of last year, April 2019.
Yeah.
And by then, there was no PS5. Like, they hadn't even, like, announced the PS5. So, like, this whole argument of it's your old console, it's, like, a really bad argument. Because the new console literally just came out. So, if you play Cyberpunk on a PS5 right now, you're still playing the PS4 version. Because there's no official PS5 version. So, yes, it's partially because the console is old. But also, the game is just not very well optimized for it. It's very, very bad. So literally the next day after I got it on the PS4, I bought it again on Stadia. Now this I actually don't regret, because they had the deal with the Stadia Premier Edition bundle, which is like $100 value.
Yeah.
So I got that. And then I played on Stadia. And now I've put maybe at least 20 hours into the game, and it's just not that good. It's still like super buggy. There's so many things. The AI is just not very smart. It's not very interactive. So people walking around the city, like, there's a lot of people walking around, but, like, nobody says anything interesting. Nobody does anything interesting. Like, if you aim your gun at someone, they'll start, like, hiding from you, and they won't, like, get out of that pose, like, forever. You just go drive around. Just go drive around the whole city and come back, and they're still scared in that same position. It's like, what is the point? And, like, a lot of things just, like, disappear, like cars disappear as soon as you turn away from them. It's just not a very good game right now. But I guess the silver lining is they are planning on patching it really hard soon. So hopefully in like 6 months it will be a better game. But right now,
what happened to the refund thing that they were talking about?
They're still refunding. So Sony took it off the PlayStation Store and they are giving refunds to everyone. Xbox, Microsoft still has it on the Xbox store, but they're also still giving refunds. And I think Steam and everything else is still up, but they are also still offering refunds.
Wait, Cyberpunk is on Steam?
It's also on PC, so I guess you could theoretically buy it on Steam.
Yeah. That's crazy. I only heard of this game because of Keanu Reeves. And then I never like even looked into it.
It was like very, 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 very hyped, and like he came on stage and there was a whole your breathtaking meme thing. Like, yes, Keanu. Because Keanu has such, like, a positive rep. Which I don't understand, honestly.
It's because, what is it?
The Matrix?
John Wick? Like, he's like, he doesn't spend money or something.
Oh, I've seen, like, something where he's sitting with, like, some homeless guy.
Yeah.
Or
and he takes, like, subways and shit.
Yeah. So he's just, like, a very, like, down-to-earth person. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, so if Keanu likes Cyberpunk, who are you to judge?
Yeah, and he's in it. He's like a main character in the game. Like he, I don't know how, this is not really a spoiler. I think it's on all the promotional, but like he's like this holographic thing. He's like in your head.
Yeah.
So he's in the game for like, apparently like 6 to 8 hours. But like a large part of the story, he's like around and you get to like talk to him and he's like an important character. So I guess it's cool once you get to that part, but I've got to that part. I've met him, his character.
Is he called Keanu Reeves?
Johnny Silverhand.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's a very cool character, honestly. The world is very cool. It looks very nice, but the gameplay is just not engaging enough to keep me coming back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the few minutes that I played it, it seems like there's too much.
There's a lot.
Like, but because there's too much, you don't want to, like, focus. You know how, like, GTA 5?
Yeah.
The, like, big open world, a lot of things you can do. But the graphics is not, like, amazing. Mm. It's not, I mean, it is, like, good, but it's not, like, there's so many things going on good.
It's
just, like, simple.
Yeah, you can recognize that, like, it's just a city, you know what's going on.
Yeah. But Cyberpunk is, like, there's so many background elements that are happening.
Yeah.
That you might as well just, I mean, if it was like a VR game in the far future, like, then it's like amazing. Then it would be, maybe it would be like amazing at that point.
And I think also another part of this is like, so it looks so big and it's very complicated and there's a lot of things going on. But like, if you actually walk around, it's kind of empty. Like, so there's all the buildings and there's all the things and you walk around and then you try and go somewhere. Okay, part of this, maybe I'm just not at a high enough level, but there's a lot of locked doors. There's a lot of just empty areas. Like, you just go walk around in, like, some random building that you found, and you don't find anything interesting. You find, like, some gang, you kill them, and then you loot them, and then that's it. And you're just like, oh, that's... There's nothing interesting going on here.
So it wasn't, like, part of anything. It was just,
Yeah, like, I think... Then again, I also have to keep saying, like, maybe I'm just not looking in the right place, but I haven't found any, like, compelling thing by just looking in a random area.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you can do in other games. Like, other games, you just go into some random area and you just, like, meet, like, you just see, like, a small thing and you're just like, wow, this is, like, a really cool, just, like, thinking about the setup of this, that these people are doing this thing in this place, that's, like, real.
Like, the open world environment.
Yeah.
Like, where you find cool shit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, these people are actually living their lives, they're doing this. You're like, oh, this sort of person is doing this sort of thing because that's what they would do.
Yeah.
And then it makes you feel like, oh, this is a good game. But you don't really feel that in Cyberpunk.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice rant.
Thank you. I think that went on for a while. But I feel like people really need to hear that.
A professional opinion of a casual gamer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you played some games.
Yeah, I played some games. Did I watch some stuff? I watched Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say tell us, but sounds weird. So tell me about Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is not a good movie.
So to clarify, what is it, WW84?
Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah.
Yep, the new movie that was released on Christmas Day of 2020 is not a good movie. Yeah, it sucks.
All I've seen about it is, like, some people were posting about how, like, she raped someone.
She raped someone.
Or, like, the guy takes over some guy's body, and then Wonder Woman sleeps with him.
Oh, I see.
And so they're saying that the original guy couldn't give consent.
I see.
So that is rape.
Well, I feel like that's a very stretched.
Okay, so it wasn't that wide in the movie.
No.
Okay, I didn't watch the movie.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but in the movie, yes, like, Wonder Woman's old boyfriend person,
yeah,
his, like, spirit or whatever, gets put into this new person's body. And, yes, it is a new person, so I guess technically it is, but, like, it's never explained where that person's, like, life or whatever, soul, went.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's the part that has to give consent. And if it's not in the body, then it can't give consent for the body.
Okay, yeah.
And also, like, they only show that guy's face for, like, 30 seconds in the entire movie. The rest of the time, they just show, like, Chris Pine. So it doesn't even feel like it's, like, some other guy. So it just feels like it's just...
So he's just a vessel.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's face changes. When
the guy's face is just Chris Pine's face. Like, apart from the first 30 seconds where they're explaining that it's the new guy in the old guy's body, yeah, it's just the new, it's just, like...
So is that, like, some Wonder Woman magic?
It's not, it actually doesn't have anything to do with Wonder Woman. It's about the main plot device, which is, I guess, spoiler alert, it's like a wishing stone.
Okay.
So Wonder Woman wished for her boyfriend to come back because she was so sad.
That was her wish?
That was her wish. I mean, so she didn't know that it was a wishing stone. It was, like, when she first, like, found the stone. Like,
where did the stone come from?
So she worked in a museum. And so every so often they get, like, new discoveries or whatever. I don't know. Maybe they stole it from some place.
Is it from Wakanda?
Yeah, maybe they stole it from some country. From probably some African country. Let's make this for the color of it. Yeah, but so then they got the stuff, and then she read it. It has some inscription on it in Latin.
Yeah.
And it was like, whatever your heart desires.
Okay.
And then, so then when in this moment, like, one of the people around, like, comes and he's, like, looking at it, and he's like, oh, I wish I had a coffee. And then right after that, someone comes in and is like, oh, I have free coffee. And then he gets one.
So she sees that.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, that's a weird coincidence, because nobody would be like, oh, of course, that, mm-hmm. obviously this thing works. So then she, like, so then they're talking and they're like, oh, okay, what would you wish for? Just, like, if it was true. And then she goes like, oh, I know exactly what I would wish for. And then the whole beginning of the movie had just been her feeling sad because she doesn't have a boyfriend anymore.
This sounds so detached from the original intention yes. of the Wonder Woman.
And that's the thing. I feel like so much of it was just like Wonder Woman, like, end her relationship with this guy. And I feel like that's not the point of Wonder Woman. Like, yeah. Wonder Woman isn't like a love story.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what Wonder Woman is, honestly, because I don't, like, I've never read Wonder Woman comics, but I'm pretty sure her whole life story isn't like her love for this man.
Yeah, and she's like sad. And
yeah, and I was like so disappointed, and I was like, they spend so much time in the movie just having them just like do relationship shit. And I'm like, that's so whack. Like, there's not that many fight scenes, and most of them are honestly trash. Like, oh my god. The first fight scene in the movie is so bad. Like, the criminals are just like, it's like, it's their first time robbing anything. It's the stupidest thing, bro. Okay, no, I'm going to spoil a big part of the movie because this was like...
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
The stupidest thing. So, they rob this jewelry store in, like, a mall.
Yeah.
Right? And they have, like, a pretty nice plan. They all, like, scatter in different directions. Everybody has their own bag. And then they all go in. And then, somehow, one of them drops their gun. And then everybody sees it. So, everybody starts freaking out. And then, one of the people decides that, now that you've been found out, and now the police are pointing their guns at you, what I'm going to do is grab this little girl and then hold her over the railing on, yeah. like, the second floor.
Yeah.
And he's like, nobody shoots, just let me go, I'll drop her. And I'm just like, what is the plan? Like, you're holding this little girl in the middle of the mall, over the railing. First of all, you're taking your hands out of the business, so you can't do anything. You just have to hold her.
Right.
If you drop her, they kill you.
Yeah.
If you can't take her with you, because, like, you are not going anywhere. They'll shoot you before you get anywhere. Like, what is the fucking plan here? Like, what? It was so stupid. And this, like, right in the beginning of the movie, and I'm like, is this really what I have to look for it for? And it's like a 2.5-hour movie.
Oh, it's long.
It's long. It's
a long movie.
It's not a good movie. It's just
wait,
not.
Wait, so does Wonder Woman come in and save
Wonder Woman comes in and saves the day, and she spends like 5 or 10 minutes beating up these like 5 fat old guys. And I'm just like, that's so whack, bro. I saw you in Justice League. You were fighting Superman. Yeah. Like, how are you downgraded to this level? That is so sad. I feel so sad for you. You deserve so much better than this.
Wait, so she's living a second character, which, like, her Clark Kent is, like, the museum person?
Yeah. It's called, she's called Diana Prince, and I think she's, I want to say, curator of this museum.
Is Wonder Woman immortal?
I think yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I think she is, yeah. Because she starts out in, like, World War One, and then in Justice League, it's, like, present day. So,
but it's not just her.
What do you mean?
Like, what about her clan?
So, in the first Wonder Woman, they kill everybody.
Did you not see the first Wonder Woman? I did. I just don't remember it.
Yeah, they killed everybody. Or... I don't know if they killed her. No, they didn't kill everybody.
Like,
she
the what are they called? Amazonian?
Or the Amazons.
The Amazons, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think they didn't kill all of them. She left.
Yeah.
And I think once you leave, you can't go back. Because of the mist thing that, like, obscures it.
Yeah.
So I don't think she could find it even if she tried to. But that's also, like, a plot device. I'm sure she, like, needed to for some new movie. They would definitely let her find it.
No, you can't. You can't come back.
They'll do whatever.
Okay. That was a nice second rant. That was a nice cyberpunk and Wonder Woman.
I don't want to keep the rant. But, yeah. So, I've been watching movies and then just playing games and... Really not doing a lot. I've spent like a lot of time indoors. It's been really not that exciting.
What about that book? Is that the Third Body Problem guy?
Yeah.
Is that the sequel?
It's the second book in the trilogy. Yeah. I haven't read it.
You didn't start it?
I started it. But I haven't read it in like the past week. It's decent.
What is it? Three Body Problem?
The Three Body
Problem. Was that good?
So the first one is the Three Body Problem. The second one is the Dark Forest. I don't know what the third one is called. The Three Body Problem I really liked.
Yeah. It was like fresh ideas.
Just fresh ideas. The second one is also interesting. So I know how much. I do want you to read this, so I don't want to spoil it too much, but it's told over, like, a very long period of time, right? So, like, there are aliens coming, and they will come soon, but space travel takes a very long time. It takes, like, centuries.
Okay.
So, like, the first story is told, and I think the second one is, like, maybe, like, 100 years in the future, but, like, it's, like, a significant amount of time. So, it's, like, a whole new set of characters.
Oh.
There's, like, references to, like, the original people, but most of them are old slash dead.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, a whole new set of people to, like, get to know. But, like, the main idea is the same, but also, like, because so much time has passed, like, people have different, like, feelings about what is happening. Like, because when it was first, it's like, oh, the aliens are coming first, when you first learn about it. Like, people react in a certain way. But, like, if you've known about it for, like, 100 years, if you've been born in an era where you know that they are coming, like, you have a different attitude. So, it's, like, it's different that way. So, it's interesting. I just haven't been super interested.
So you finished the second book? You finished?
I finished the first book.
Okay. So the second one is Dark Forest.
Yeah.
Interesting. Was it originally written in Chinese?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I don't know why. I don't know if this is like offensive to say, but I did not really consider the prospect of like big epic Chinese sci-fi novels. Like, I don't know, I guess I don't, this like super, like, I guess, what's the right word, myopic, but
yeah, like, it's like Wakanda.
What?
Peso.
Oh, yeah,
it's like Wakanda.
It's odd
yeah,
when it's not just like a, like America have been like the country that's doing like whatever
the
superhero
top,
or like space shit. It's just like, I just expect it to be like America or like Russia, like, doing, like, space stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not, I don't expect.
Bro, your reaction. It's like, what?
Okay, I definitely need to try reading.
Yeah.
My problem.
You should have also brought Sapiens.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine, we'll play soccer tomorrow, we'll do it.
Yeah, I'm down to play. Dude, but I don't know if you'll enjoy Sapiens, though. I honestly, like, I think while I was reading it, I would say I would give it, like, 6.5 out of 10.
Really?
But in hindsight, I think I'll give it like 5.
Oh, like in 4. Hindsight, 5. It's going down.
I don't think it didn't really tell me much.
Mm.
I mean, it tells you a lot of facts. But
do you remember them? Are they like noteworthy?
No, most of them is like historical.
Mm.
They're mostly historical. There's some like recent discoveries that he tries to incorporate that like accumulate into the worldview that he's trying to adopt or like tell the reader about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how I think about the future. But
so is it very clearly like opinionated? It's very clear that like this is his interpretation of like the facts, or is it like,
no, I wouldn't say so. I would say most is objective.
Okay,
but I think that might be because he has the other book, like the Homo Deus. Homo Dukes or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one might be more like future oriented. I actually don't know what that one's about at all, but like just seeing Sapiens, I was just like, this is kind of like a recap of humanity as it is, and then the next book might be a more like dive into the future about what's coming.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm also just not a fan of history, so that might be why.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I will bring it next time and you'll read it.
Yeah, I think I wanna check it out. I need
content.
I had like a goal to read 12 books
in a year
from my last birthday till my next one, and I think I'm at like 5 right now.
When is your birthday?
April 7th.
That's
it's not looking good.
It's not looking good.
I have like some small books though. I have like,
that's cheating. You.
What do you mean?
You hoe. You book hoe. You can't just go for the easy books.
A book is a book, you know? That's what I've always said. A book is a book.
Peterson's new book is coming out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Peterson's new book is coming out. What's it called? Is it 12 More Rules?
Yeah, 12 More Rules for Life.
Yeah. Okay. That is a good book. I really, really enjoyed that book. I think I should reread it.
I was thinking about rereading it, actually. I feel like I've lost many of its teachings.
Yeah. I feel like The good thing about it, though, is, like, most of the time, if I just look at, like, the table of contents, I can, like, remember how he, like, explains each one. So it's, like, I can just, like, get it from that. Yeah.
My parents are reading it in Korean right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
My mom was, like, because I told mom, I told both of them, I told them that, like, one of the most influential books that I've read was, like, The 12 Rules for Life and Denial of Death.
Yeah.
So she got both of them in, like, the Korean translated version. And she really likes The 12 Rules for Life. So she got my dad to start reading it as well.
That's nice.
But I think The Denial of Death, they didn't do a good job, like, translating.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's like very complex.
It's already very dense. Yeah, so.
It's, I don't think you could aptly, because first of all, like, the like even the term, like, heroism.
Yeah.
Like, in Korean, it translates to something more, like, hero-centric.
Oh, okay.
When they try to translate it. So it's not, like, a one-to-one translation. Mm. It either takes away or adds more, like, context that's not helpful to the discussion.
Yeah.
So she was like, I don't think I'm really getting, like, what you seem to have gotten. Which might also be her nice way of telling me, like,
this is kind of dumb.
Dumb kid.
What is this stupid book that you read? It makes no sense.
But yeah, 12 Rules for Life, I think everyone I've recommended to has, like, if they've read it, like, they've enjoyed. Not that I've recommended to, like, tons of people, but whenever someone asks me, like, what book do I recommend, I would say, like, yeah,
that.
Like, 12 Rules for Life is a good go-to.
I've recommended it to a couple of people. I also recommended it to my mentor at work. And I,
wait,
really
I thought
hope...
he read it.
No. I just recommended it to him.
Oh.
He recommended some other book that I said I was going to read. It was Just Mercy. Yeah. Just Mercy was the book that he said I should read. But I like that. It's a really good book.
Wait, Just Mercy was the one about trial?
Yeah, I think it's, like, it involves, like, race relations and, like, I want to say some lawyer.
What is the ethnicity of your mentor?
He's a white guy.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving
on. Side curiosity. Not that it matters. But
not that it matters.
Yeah, not that it matters.
You
I'm
don't see
curious.
Color.
In fact, oh my god. Okay, this was another thing that we were discussing, which was, like, since we only have the audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we upload it to YouTube, like, the visual that goes with the audio, it could be, like, just black.
Oh, I
like
see.
Like, a black screen.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, and I was talking with this about to my housemates, and one of them was, like, keep it black, but in the middle, say, like, pop. Well, that's... I would say, like, just tell them that it's just zoomed in you.
That's fucked up. And then you just zoom
out. Then we zoom out. And then it's like the room.
It's actually. That actually be kind of funny.
I'm sure you can deduce who said that.
Yeah. That's actually so funny.
So the idea was, like, one episode is, like, black.
Mm.
And then the next episode is, like, yellow. And... Nice banters.
Very nice. Bumblebee on a rotting banana.
Oh yeah, that was an experience.
Which
we should not. Moving on.
Yeah, I think we should definitely move on.
Yes. Do you have New Year's resolutions? Or do you not subscribe to New Year resolutions?
I generally try not to, because I think if you're going to resolve to do something, I mean...
Wait, you had them last year, didn't you?
No.
Or was it a birthday thing?
It was a birthday thing.
Oh, it was the handstand push-ups and the book.
Yeah, it was handstand push-up, run a half marathon, which I did.
Which you did.
The books. It was learn 5 songs on the guitar, which I haven't done. Oh my god, also, there's a rain jacket on my guitar that I want you to try on and then maybe take.
Okay.
And then... that was, like, a work-related one, which I did. And then, I think that might be it. Yeah, I think
so
there were 5.
That, 2 or 5? 3 or 5?
3 or 5.
3 or 5?
Yeah.
So the books and the songs.
Yeah, the books I can get kind of close. I can get to at least, like, 8, I think. But the songs... The songs... The songs really hard.
What song are you gonna play?
I was trying to learn Blackbird.
What is that? It sounds familiar.
I think the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like pretty simple. I thought I could do it, but I wanted to learn Shallow.
Yeah, a classic. A classic.
I wanted to learn La La Land, right? The the theme. The like the me and Sebastian's theme. Exactly, yeah, that. I found like this guitar cover of it on YouTube that was like really good, and I wanted to learn that. So those are like three that I had on my list, and then the other stuff I was just like, I'll just learn something simple like Happy Birthday.
That again, you're cheating.
Again, a song is a song.
You might as well learn the scale then.
I mean, if we are counting scales, I already know two scales, so we can definitely just add that, and I'm already like almost halfway there.
I thought you knew Shallow.
No, I started trying to learn it like when we were going to try and perform it.
Yeah,
but then I never got like past. I got like through like the first like the opening. Like chords, and then that was it. And I just like never tried again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is it? My housemate, who we play soccer with, he got really good at guitar. Like, I think it's been like a year, but he like jams and sings and shit. Like,
that's yeah. He was a self-taught.
Yeah. Interesting. Which is like very impressive.
Yeah, that is super impressive because
like I hear him play. Like him playing makes me want to learn guitar, but. I don't want to be that guy in the house who just, like, adopts hobbies.
I think you're already that guy in the house who just adopts hobbies. How many hobbies have you, like...
No, I mean, like, adopt from, like, someone else.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Just, like, picking up other people's things.
I do have a lot of, like, needless hobbies, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. I feel like in just this year, you've had drawing. I guess drawing has always kind of been, like, a thing for you.
Like, a side...
Yeah.
Like twice a year thing.
But you had like some drawing phase. You had like a big chess phase. You had your woodworking phase.
I did a jigsaw puzzle.
You had jigsaw puzzle. Rings.
Yeah.
Did rings start this year?
Yeah.
It's been a long year.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think so. It might have started this summer, but this summer was lockdown, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I actually don't know when I started.
Yeah. It's been long.
But I last time I did rings was last week. Or like a couple days ago, actually.
I saw it on your
Instagram
story someday.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh my god, it was so sad, dude. So, you know, we have the, like the dipping station at home?
Yeah.
Like, I went from being able to do 3 dips on the station to now I could do like maybe like 20 max like in a row, which is like I'm very happy about.
Yeah.
So I thought that would transition to the rings. Did it on the rings. By the third one, like, my chest felt like what you described. Remember when you first did dips on the rings? You told me, like, your chest feels like it's going to rip.
Yeah.
And I didn't know because I didn't have enough arm strength to, like, do
to,
a
like,
dip.
Get to that point, yeah.
I got to that point and I was like, I think I almost, like, shouted in pain.
Yeah. It feels like your chest actually going to, like, just, like, rip apart. Just going to, like, break.
It's a very different feeling from, like, doing it on the dip station. So I was kind of surprised about that.
I don't understand why. I guess it just, like, activates more of your muscles?
It just might be, like, the fine-tuning muscles that maintain the balance.
Mm, that is getting really strained at the point, yeah.
And just, like, the interplay of that with whatever chest work the dip does, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of, if I were to have a resolution, one of them would definitely be
muscle
to do a muscle-up.
The ring muscle-up or a bar muscle-up?
Just a muscle-up.
I did hear it's easier on the rings.
On the rings, yeah. I think rings would be easier, but definitely a muscle up would be a thing that I want to do.
You should record this sentiment. We should do a bet. I love bets.
Bro, I have not won a bet in, I want to say, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
it's a really bad streak. I don't need this.
I don't know how you deduce your odds, but it definitely...
You know, definitely also the sad part is, like, every single time I make a bet, I'm, like, so confident.
Right, yeah.
I'm, like, 100% sure that there's no way this can go wrong. I'm, like, this time is going to be different.
I said you're always wrong.
It's so bad.
It's fine. We lose, not we lose, we learn from our losing experiences.
We can also learn from our winning experiences, though.
That is true. I did hear that's harder, though. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't think I've won that much. I mean, our bets aren't really, like, winning. Like, our bets aren't focused on, like, the winning side.
Yeah.
It's more focused on the losing side.
It is more focused. Yeah. It's more, like, a punitive bet.
Yeah.
Not, like, winning bets. Just punishing poor decision.
Poor odds.
Yeah, poor handling of odds.
How are you liking this wine?
It's decent. I never know how to like talk about wine. I feel like all wine is just like okay.
I think this one was described with firm something. I don't even know. They have these like index cards in front of them.
Oh.
Talking about their one thing I learned is tannis, which is bitterness.
Interesting. Tannis.
You might need to check me on that, but that's what I remember. It was like low tannis, like firm tannis. Tannis wine. Search tannis wine.
Okay, so it's tannins?
Tannins, that might be it.
And apparently a wine's pucker power. What the fuck is pucker power?
Pucker?
Pucker.
P-U-C-K-E-R.
P-U-C-K-E-R. Yeah. Pucker? A wine in high tannins can be described as bitter and astringent. Okay.
Do you think pucker power is like... Because, you know, when I drink, like, strong liquor,
mm-hmm.
And we don't have, like, chaser,
mm-hmm.
What I do is, like, I drink it, and then, like, I go, like... I, like, exhale, like...
Oh, I see.
So it gets rid of like that aftertaste, and then you kind of pucker when you do that.
Maybe. Let's see. Let's investigate if your hunch is on. The ability to cause one's mouth to pucker, usually as a reaction to something sour. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
I've been OG puckering.
You were puckering before I knew how to pucker.
I've been puckering.
Ahead of the curve. Speaking of curves, the earth is flat. Did you know that?
I want you to entertain me on this idea. Oh my god, that 5G meme that I sent you. Do you remember? Why 5G only affects 200 people? Yeah.
That was so good. That was a really good meme. I wish we could show
them. Wish we could show them the visual. It was such a good meme.
Maybe we can put the meme on the screen for this brief period.
We would need like Jamie 2.0.
we do need a proper Jamie. That meme was so good. But flat earthers are really, really, really interesting. And very exciting.
Dude, I remember in 2019, the Flat Earth Convention was in Colorado, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Denver, Colorado. Because I remember in college, we were talking about trying to go to that. And I'm sad that we didn't get to go.
Yeah, why didn't you go?
I don't know. Finals. Dude, there's like, I really want to go to conventions.
I think we should try to go to a convention.
Like, there's so many.
Yeah. There's like, all sorts of, like, conventions.
Like, even if it's a... Like, even if, like, Comic-Con. Like, Shrek-Con.
Any of the cons.
Yeah, all these cons.
There's so many cons.
I feel like it would be so interesting to, like, just see...
See, like, real enthusiasts about, like, the thing. Yeah. Comic-Con would be really interesting. I heard it's hard to get to Comic-Con.
Get the tics.
Yeah.
I would go as far as to say I'm willing to attend FurryCon. Just to see.
FurryCon would be very, very interesting. Furries, though. What do you... You want to say something more about furries?
I respect it.
You respect it? No, I really want to engage with this. Because I don't know how I feel about furries. Actually, I do know how I feel about furries. I don't really get it.
There are degrees of furriness, though.
I guess that's true.
You see some people... Actually, I actually don't know which is more impressive.
What?
There's some people who would only have, like, a tail mm-hmm. and, like, the fur on their forearm.
Mm-hmm.
One of these, like, professional Super Smash Bros. Players
uh-huh.
is a furry like that.
And then, so they only have, like, the gloves, I guess.
Yeah, the gloves with the fur
mm-hmm.
All the way to the elbow, and then they have a tail. And then, like, a hat, I think.
Okay, nothing on their legs.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would count that as a higher level furry player than someone in, like, a whole complete costume with, like, the onesie. Because, like, you could argue that the whole costume is, like, a greater participation
mm-hmm.
degree.
But also your face is hidden.
Exactly. But, like, the other guy is, like, clearly, he's yeah. integrated the furriness into his life.
He's like, this is my identity, and yeah. I'm, like, gonna show it. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Bro, I heard, like, people make hella money drawing furry art, though.
I was just gonna say, I heard that, like, if you want to make money on the internet, like, drawing furry art is, like, a great way to go.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, you can draw, bro. Like, I can draw, so I can't do this, but...
Should I start commissioning
for you? I think you should. I think this is, like, just free money. You're just leaving it on the table. You can take all this money and invest into Ether.
Honestly, I might. Honestly, I have not entertained the idea. But it's also, like, I imagine myself drawing, like, these 2D, like, animals trying to reproduce. I think I could get over the first couple. Like,
mm-hmm.
if the money comes, I could get over the first couple. Like, this is dope. Like, this is, like, so easy. But the next few might be, like, I'm drawing, like, animal titties.
I mean, I guess it depends on, like, how... Does the amount you get scale according to, like, how explicit it is?
No, I don't think it's explicit. It's personalized.
Like, okay. Like, so, I mean, you could find, like, some people who just want, like, softcore stuff. Who just want, like, animals, like, cuddling or something.
Do you think there's degrees to these, like, commissioned art?
I mean,
commissioned furry art goes in degrees.
There'll be some people who want, like, some hardcore stuff and some people who want some very, very calm stuff.
Dude, there's some wild stuff, though, out there on the interwebs.
That's true. There's so many.
And usually I find them in Reddit comments.
Reddit is a great place for finding interesting content, I would say. But also, Reddit is one of those things where I always wonder about this because I feel like from the outside, Reddit seems very strange and kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
But, like, once you go in here, it's like, oh, it's, like, it's pretty. Like, you can, I mean, sure, there's, like, dark parts, but there's dark parts of every, like, social media site.
Yeah.
But, like, it's super chill. Like, I wonder if, like, that's the same for, like, other, like, 4chan. How bad is 4chan?
Oh, like, actually, if you try it?
Like, is 4chan really just, like, 90% bad? Or is it just 10% bad and I only see the 10% because I'm not actually on 4chan?
Yeah, like, the media brings it out.
Yeah.
Like, the school shooting and shit.
Yeah, because I feel like, definitely, like, I've seen a lot of, like, bad things or, like, very, like, explicit stuff go on 4chan. But, I mean, that can't be, like, everything. Like, every day can't be that on 4chan, you know?
This is an average day on 4chan.
Yeah.
We have, like, notes and wills of these, like, prospective shooters.
I don't think there's that many, like, things happening in the world for that to be, like, all that goes on 4chan.
I agree with you, but also 4chan is just so hard to, like, use. It's just so HTML.
Yeah, it's very, they don't try very hard to make it look nice.
Yeah.
Which I think makes it hard to, like, figure out what to do. I feel like you'd have to, like, get a 4chan guide to, like, understand how to use 4chan. Which is, like,
that could be you.
Me doing what? Me looking up the guide or me making the guide?
You making the guide on the average online user's introduction to the 4chan platform.
You know what? If people want this, I will do it.
Wait, so what is, what's 8chan then?
I guess it's like leveled up 4chan.
4chan times 2?
Yeah. It's like if you're...
I think one of the manifestos were on 8chan.
Like, one of the...
I think the New Zealand one.
Yeah.
Right?
I think
that was on 8chan.
I think that was, too.
That was... I have read that.
What did you think?
I don't remember specifically, but...
Wait, so this was the...
Christchurch shooter.
Okay.
I think. The mosque?
It was a mosque.
The guy who was, like, subscribed to PewDiePie.
Oh, that's what he said.
Before okay. he went in.
Okay.
And then PewDiePie got, like, flamed.
Yeah, that's not a good... That's gonna be bad for your advertisers for sure. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was wild. I can't believe he was live.
Yeah, why do people do that? It's so...
I think it's just like the psychology of wanting to be remembered, which I guess we succeeded in remembering him.
I guess, but... Oh, his whole thing was Muslims are bad.
I honestly don't recall. I think his whole... I think it's the basic like anti-immigration, like anti-religious diversity, that kind of stuff.
Mm. Oh, I saw this thing today about how... So, in London, they had, like, their New Year's fireworks.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, a BLM fist.
On the...
Like, as one of, like, the light firework? Show things. I don't know if it was a firework or if it was, like, drones. I feel like okay. maybe first they had, like, a firework in the shape of it, and then they yeah. put drones in it. Because it stayed for, like, 30 seconds, maybe, like, okay. a minute. Okay. So, I feel like maybe it was drones. Yeah, and then there's been, like... different reactions to that. Like, they're like, why are you adding politics to our New Year's celebrations? And, like, people are like, well, but, like, this is, like, a general issue.
Does London have a BLM movement? Or, like, the UK?
Yeah. The UK has, like... So, the UK, I think, is... I have never been to the UK. But from what I can see on the internet, it seems like the UK has, like, a... Like, they're further along on the whole journey towards... post-racial, I'm yeah. using air quotes here, yeah. post-racial society than the US is. But I think there's definitely, like, still problems. Because I've seen, like, when the BLM stuff was happening around here, there was definitely, like, posts about how, like, a lot of black rappers and stuff in the UK have been, like, or just, like, black people in general have been stopped more often for just, like, random searches or yeah. just, like, stuff like that, just, like, little incidents like that. So I think they also definitely have a problem. And also, like, Brexit definitely was, like, somewhat... I guess not necessarily anti-black, but, like, anti-immigration.
Yeah, which proportionally is more non-white people.
Mm-hmm. So I think they definitely have, like, a little bit of a thing. But definitely not as much. Because one thing I always notice when I watch, like, British media is they have so many more black characters than US.
Okay.
Okay, so for the last time, I think now we're back. We have done this 3 times now. I'm not going to do it another time. I'm not going to say this one more time. If this fails, we're just going to move on. Nobody will know what
happened. We can create a new track, actually, if it fails.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so black okay. people are more...
Are more visible yeah. in British media than in American media. At least from what I have seen.
What is British media? Like shows?
Like British TV shows and like movies and stuff. I feel like it's pretty common to have at least like one black person. Which is like more than I can say for like most mm-hmm. US shows. Like if the main mm-hmm. cast were like... The chance that the main cast will have like at least one black person is like way higher.
Yeah, yeah, shows, I see.
Yeah.
Back to my question of...
Were there slaves in, what is it, Britain?
Big time, yeah.
So, how did that work out? Like, when America was like, we're abolishing slavery.
I feel like maybe Britain had already done it at that point.
Britain abolished slavery before America?
I think so. I'm going to look this up.
That's so woke of them.
Okay, so in 1833... there was a Slavery Abolition Act which abolished slavery in parts of the British Empire. And so, and the US did that in... In 1865. Yeah, so they,
so you, like, the Britain 30 first.
30 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I mean, they also like started it. I mean, is that really so good? Do they really do a good job here? Should we really be happy about it?
I guess not.
Wait, but I actually don't know enough about history to go on this, but
mm-hmm.
the whole Civil War in America was about, one of the factors was about the whole, like, abolish slavery versus not.
So I'd say one of the main factors.
Was that when, like, Europe announced they would stop slavery, or, like...
No.
So Europe would announce it and America would be like, fuck you, like, we're still continuing this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about, like, Europe as, like, a whole thing, but I'd say, like, other places had definitely, like, done it before America did it. Okay. America wasn't, like, the first place to, like...
And then the movement came, and then, like, Civil War, and then they fought over it.
Yeah. And then...
Interesting.
The North won.
You know, for some reason, the concept of slavery makes it seem like it only existed in America.
Yeah, it's very... I think a lot of things just... America kind of... A lot of times, America can seem like the only country in the world. Like, I feel like America just, like, is just in the news, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of things just seem like it's just America, you know? Like...
Yeah.
It's just happening here, but...
That's true. Because usually, like, it's, like, the news you consume is mostly, like, America plus your home country.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not American.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not, like...
You always get, like, American news somehow. You always, like, know what's going on in America somehow. Always. Regardless of wherever you are, it's like, oh, this was going on in America today. Nice.
Bro, what if that's, like, a deal they did? You have to talk about us.
I would say this these days, but, like, America has, like, the greatest, like, propaganda of any country, like, ever.
What do you mean by propaganda? But, like, people hate Americans.
Like, people hate Americans, but, like, America has... Just, like, if you look at just shows and everything, America looks like a really, really...
Great place.
Great place.
Yeah.
It feels like anything is possible and, like, you can do anything. And, like, I mean, I guess to some degree that's true, but, like... America is also just, like, really flawed in a lot of ways that I don't think they publicize as much as, like...
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, obviously. But, like, I feel like they do, like, a really good job of, like, sending out, yes, USA number one messages. They do that better than, like, any country, is how I feel.
I see. Yeah, I would agree. Like, it's very encompassed in, like, the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, Korea's getting there, though.
Yes, Korea.
Like, BTS stepping up the game for all of us.
BTS is really doing a lot for Korea.
Can you imagine if there was like a your country boy band group who's just like touring the globe, upping the reputation
of the
nationality?
You know, I'm holding out hope. There's some Ghanaian acts that are blowing up. You never know. We could have the next Michael Jackson.
The only thing odd about the Korean thing is, like... Actually, I don't even know if it's, like, politically correct to, like, categorize them. But they are, like, more on the feminine side than, the traditional masculinity factor.
Uh-huh.
And how that is being played into the image of, like, this is what we want.
Oh, this is, like, the ideal Korean man.
Yeah.
I see, yeah.
It's very interesting.
Do you feel that? I guess, I don't know how much you interact with, like, Korean, like...
Fans?
No. Korean women... Like, not Korean-American, but, like, just, like, fully Korean woman, like, I guess in Korea.
Yeah.
Are they also into, like, the BTS look? Is that, like, what they want?
I don't know if it's what they want, but it's definitely, like, they do like pretty people.
Yeah.
Like, that's for sure. Like, for sure they like pretty people. But I'm not sure if, like, all the women want, like, more feminine-y guys. The masculine.
Yeah.
That's like a huge generalization. But I would say, like, definitely there's an advantage to, like, having looks. More so than in other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I've heard some things about Korean beauty standards. And the effects they have on young women's bodies.
I think it would... Not that I think it would change, but I think it should change.
I think it will.
Like... It's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy to be, like, stick thin. Like, me personally, I prefer, like I prefer, like, people that work out.
Yeah.
Like, they do, like, squats and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Upper body, lower body, like, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Just squats. Just squats.
Not just squats. That'd be, like, crazy disproportionate. But, like, I even YouTube for, like, Korean YouTube channels, most mm-hmm. of the exercises that are advertised would be, like, Pilates.
Oh, okay.
Like, how to tone your body so that you maintain the thin figure, but you try to get the curves out of that thin figure. Like, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily into that. Like, I'm more, like, muscle mass is better, I would say, in terms of, like, health.
Do you think that's just, like, a generation thing? Like, the like your parent generation is more for, like, the super thin?
No, I think it's opposite.
Oh, really?
I think our parent generation prefers, like, the healthy look.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the younger people,
yeah.
like...
Well, actually, this might also differ by parent.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, my parents want the, like, healthy look.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, I also heard, like, other Korean parents who would, like, explicitly tell their daughters to, like, lose weight.
Oh, okay.
And, like, stay thin.
Mm.
Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of... Well, I've heard at least one story.
Yeah.
Of someone who's, like... Their family is, like, very... Like, they make a lot of remarks about their weight.
Yeah, which is wild.
Yeah.
I mean, I would understand if they're, like, obese. Mm-hmm. If they're, like...
But if you're just, like, a little bit, like...
Yeah, you're just, like, a little chubby.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, you could want to change because you want to look better. But, like, that change is gonna have to be exercised and that will make you look healthier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna... Like, if you're just starving to get to, like, that stick-thin frame...
That's just
lose-lose
yeah.
for everyone, I would say.
That's true. Yeah. You should definitely, like, spread this message.
This body positivity.
Yeah.
But also, I hate fat people.
Okay. This is a good topic. Why? Why do you think you hate fat people?
I don't hate fat people. I just see all those, like, people who are, like, like, the body positivity movement that goes too far.
Do you see the whole thing about Lizzo?
Yeah, she's trying to lose weight.
Yeah, right? she's
getting shit on.
Yeah, she posted this thing about, like, she was, like, doing, like, this detox smoothie, like, cleanse for, like, 2 weeks. And then she posted about it. And then people were like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you trying to lose weight? Which is, like, first of all, it's her body. Like, she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
Like, how are you mad if someone is fat? And then you're also mad if someone's trying to lose weight. And, like, what do you want from them?
Yeah,
you want the fat people to stay fat and the skinny people to stay skinny.
It's a very odd phenomenon. Because, like fat people love you if you're fat. Because their message is, like, he or she can be whatever they want.
Yeah, like, they're accepting their body, they're fine with it. Like,
but
yes,
on the other side, like, if they try to, like, not be fat, then they're, like,
that's like you're betraying the movement. But, like, it should be, like, okay, if you're fat and you're happy with yourself, like, good for you. If you're skinny and you're happy with yourself, good for you. If you're fat and you want to be skinny, good for you. I mean, as long as you're doing it healthily,
yeah,
like, that's fine. But, like, you can do whatever.
But that's the thing. Like, what they're saying, what they want is not, like, for that person to be happy with their body. It's for, like, society to be happy with fat.
Yeah.
You know? It's not, like, they don't really care about that autonomy.
Yeah.
In that equation.
That's true. It's kind of hypocritical. It's very unfortunate.
Fat people. I'm surprised. Like, how do you like disclaim this sentiments? Like, when you want to just, like, banter something
if
on a podcast?
Like,
yeah, like,
I feel like I don't know.
Like would people just get it? But there will also be people who don't get it.
There's always been people who
don't
get it. I
feel
like anything that's, like, up to people's interpretation, you're just going to get, like, different.
I was gonna say I have fat friends, but that also sounds like that sounds like you're a racist. Like, I have fat friends.
Yeah, that's never gonna go over well. But, you know, like, you wouldn't, like, yell at a fat person. You wouldn't be like, hey, fatty, get the fuck out of my sight.
Damn, I still remember the first time I came to America when I went to the Walmart. Was it Walmart? Near our campus?
Yeah,
it was Walmart, right?
Yeah.
That was the first time I've seen, like, a huge person. Like, morbidly obese, obviously. Like, you don't need 4 years of medical school to tell that this person
you
is
don't
like,
need a BMI.
Yeah, they're, like, on the verge of, like, their heart collapsing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, sad. Like, Americans, what is it? American, like, stores, they have so many pre-cooked.
Yeah.
Pre-cooked meals mm-hmm. that you just microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people buy that as, like, yeah. a meal. Like, yeah. that's, like, they plan that as a meal. Like, this is my dinner.
Yep.
And you just, I've never seen that outside
of America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, that's definitely a very American thing. But I don't, prepackaged meals, I feel like I've had prepackaged sandwiches, but I've never had a prepackaged meal.
Like sandwiches, like most of sandwiches
yeah,
are like,
just like,
yeah.
get a sandwich, like from a place, but.
Like mac and cheese. Like, people will buy that.
I like mac and cheese.
Okay, I would say mac and cheese might even be on the better end.
Yeah.
Because, like, food that is already shit.
Yeah.
Like, to be packaged, it's
yeah.
okay.
Like, if it's, like, mac and cheese, you know you're gonna make it, like, five. It's like ramen at that
yeah.
point. It's, like,
yeah, yeah.
very little effort. Very, you know what you're getting. But if you're buying, like a steak and mashed potatoes dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, that's
like that's
something
yeah.
that I've seen a lot. And I'm always, like... That's so sauce. Like, there's no way this is good. I don't know how, when you made the steak, but what is the steak? Like, how is the steak?
Yeah, that is
like a good steak.
Super
there's
sauce.
No way.
There's no way that this tastes good.
There's no way. You can't make this. Science has not gone this far yet.
Yeah, I would see that a lot in like Stop and Shop. Just people just buy like prepackaged stuff.
Yeah.
They would always buy with like chips.
pretty unhealthy. Pretty unhealthy country.
But thriving as
thriving
an economy.
In some ways. In some ways, yeah.
It'll, I don't know, I actually don't know if it'll change, but again, we can't just have all fit people in the world.
Why not?
Diversity.
I would like to see that. A world in which, like,
yo,
everybody is, like, at least in, like, average shape.
Like, imagine everyone gets fit and, like, the fat person is, like, a museum entry. Like, 100 years
down the road. It would be, like a zoom.
Like, 100 years down the road.
Yeah.
Like, in a museum that looks at the history of America or, like, the world. There's, like, an entry for, like, fat people. Like, we used to not be able to control, like, our dopamine centers in the brain. And this food made us so happy. Like, we love sugar.
Yeah. Would you like that, though? Would you like that, it like, in the world? If, say, there was, like, some sort of therapy or, like, procedure that you could do, that would make you, like, really, like, averse to things that could make you fat. Like... It would regulate you. Like, you would not be able to eat
yeah.
more than you need. Would you go for that?
What is more than you need? Like, can
like,
you control that?
Like, exactly. No, like, it would be based on, like, your, like, idea, I guess, RDA.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so it would be, like, tailored to you. It knows, like, what you need. And so it's, like, okay, you can eat, like, this muscle. But, like, when you're reaching, like, your fullness limit or whatever you need, then it, like, alerts you. And it's, like, okay, you should stop.
I think that's fine, but I think there should be options. Like, what if you're trying to gain weight?
I guess you could calibrate that.
Yeah, like, if it's calibratable, then I think that's
But then fine. Also, I feel like at that point, then it's just going back to the same problem where, like, someone just, like, I'm going to calibrate it and just, like, gain all the weight I can.
That's just dumb. why would you do that?
I know, like...
Like, because that's body positivity.
I guess, like, there's some people who, like, just want to, like, gain weight. Like, be fat. I feel like...
Yeah, there was this YouTube channel
uh-huh.
that I've seen. It was just this girl who would document herself just chugging food over 6 months.
And why?
Cause
just to see what would happen?
No, I don't know. Maybe she wanted to be fat. But she was like my 600-pound life like eating methods. Like,
oh,
she would
wow.
have the tube and like
oh.
liquid like foods,
oh.
like calorie-dense foods, just
oh.
like chugging it. And then she would like gradually gain weight. I think it's more, I think it was for, like, the audience to be, like people who are, like, into, like, fat people.
That, there's some people who, like, pay to like feed people or just like watch them eat. Like they just want.
Yeah.
I don't get that like at all.
Maybe it's the psychology of like my financial resources are contributing to your like life.
There's a lot of like just strange like paying people for services, things that I don't get. Like those sort of people who like pay people pay people to like insult them.
Oh yeah. I think I've seen that.
Yeah. It's like pay pics or whatever. It's like you just send people money and then they call you like disgusting or something. Like that seems like why do you have this much money? Why can't you just give it to me? I can.
Where do you do that?
I heard like people do it on Twitter a lot.
You get paid?
Yeah, like people like apparently this is what I heard. Like people on Twitter will just like make a fake Twitter account and then just like DM like random attractive people that they find, and then we'll just be like, okay, do you want me to send you money so that you just like degrade me?
Interesting. And then so it's not like a service. It's not like an official service.
It's not like I guess like someone could set up like a website where it's like, I do this, I'm very good at it. I know the best insults.
I'm very good.
But like, yeah, I guess like just random people. I guess you find whatever you're into. If you just want a specific like sort of person to like say that you are disgusting, then you just find that person and you're like,
peace. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. People get off on like very unique shit. But like food thing is like, I don't know. Can't back that up very much in personal empathy.
Yeah, you're not, you don't have enough.
Yeah.
To spare for this cause.
Not for this movement, I would say. Mine's already, like, low on supply. I'm already caring about so many things.
What's on your list of things that you care about right now? What's taking up the queue?
I care about crazy people. That's already, like...
That's already a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. One thing I did notice is, like, not in terms of, like, crazy people, but I think we had this discussion before about, like, the spectrum of people. Mm-hmm. Like, if, from a 0 to 100, if someone, let's say, like, anger.
Okay.
If 50 is a threshold for someone to, like, commit murder.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if someone is angry at 49 and something, like, pushes them to 50,
mm-hmm.
then they're able to commit murder.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, other people could be at 48. Other mm-hmm. people could be at 47 or, like, 45, like that. Like, that concept very much makes sense to me, right? But there's a lot of people who just can't imagine that that's possible.
That they would ever get so angry that they would do something, like, kill someone?
Yeah. So they, like, just downright outcast these, like, people as, like, inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, how, like, that's a monster. Like, how can they do that? Whereas, my perspective is more, like, it's informational to know that, like, this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, stuff that's, like, I guess, like, shooting videos are, like, a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people don't like to look at shooting videos because it's, like, disgusting. And they're, like, or, like, it will, like, traumatize them or, like, they're scared of what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But... I mean, I'm not going to say, like, I enjoy watching shooting videos. Like, I don't enjoy it. But I do see that it is informational for me to know that somebody could be driven to the extent that they commit these things.
Yeah.
And, like, to see the consequence of these actions, like, as they are captured,
mm-hmm.
is also...
A learning
experience. It's somewhat valuable. Yeah. Like, not because, like, I'm planning a shooting, but because, like... Wow, like, someone can do this. Like, I'm not gonna downright, like, say, this person is an outlier. Like, definitely, like, I don't think it's an outlier issue. It's, like, a spectrum issue.
Yeah, it's, like, you want to learn, like, what could get a person to, like, be there. And you want to, like, know, okay, these are, like, potential things that, like, if you get pushed hard enough, like, this is a potential thing that
can happen. Yeah, like, this could happen. Like, obviously, it is happening.
Yeah, so aware of it, and then you can, like, keep tabs of that.
Yeah, but, like, the whole, like, blindfolding yourself to those possibilities also connects to, I think, like, the whole polarization of, like, the world. Well, America, mostly, because, like, this is, like, one of the most polarized countries, I would say.
That's definitely very, very true. But also, I feel like I definitely get that, and like I feel like most of those things, like I want to like look at, just like I guess there's like some sort of like morbid curiosity where you just want to like see.
Yeah, exactly. Happened.
Yeah, but like I think there's also like a point to be said for like some people are just like very sensitive to those sorts of things, so they have to kind of like shield themselves, I guess.
Which is fine. Like if you know that's you, then like sure, but like.
A lot of people just, like, deny the thoughts outside. They're like, no, yeah.
You can't, like, apply your standard to, like, the rest of the population.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's definitely true, I think. For sure, a lot of people just, like, shut off the idea, and then that doesn't let them, like, process it well if it happens, yeah.
We're gonna make it on 4chan.
We wake up tomorrow, we're, like,
we're the stars
of 4chan.
What do you think is a fitting ending to this episode zero? Well, you can talk about how you felt about this. This whole...
Oh, actually, I was gonna say something about the spectrum thing.
Okay, say it.
So, in one of the Civs, I don't remember which Civ, but...
The game?
Like, yeah. They had, like, different attributes for different, like, historical characters, and Gandhi was one of them. And I think he had, like... I don't know what the actual attribute was called, but, like, peace or something. Or just, like, friendliness or something.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, and then his was, like, set super low. And there was this bug where it would get decreased. It was, like, at 1 or something. And then it got decreased, and then it kind of overflowed to, like, 100. And then he just started, like, declaring nuclear war on, like, everybody in the game.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, to show that, like... I mean, like, it's kind of ridiculous, because, like, nobody was, like, snap that much, but... It is sure that, like, even if one person, like, had, like, one of, like, aggression or whatever, like, things can happen that would, like, tilt them all the way.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I've been saying about, like, North Korea. Like, bro, like, if I was leader of North Korea and I'm, like, tired of all these, like, sanctions and, like, how the rest of the world is trying to, like, minimize our growth or whatever they feel like they're feeling, I could literally just wake up one day and it's, like, let's say you had a bad, like, you slept at 12 p.m. Like, last night, you were talking with, like, your advisors and your foreign counselors. They're telling you, like, oh, my God, like, the world is fucking us. Like, what are we going to do? And you go to sleep, and then you're, like, you have a bad dream. You're, like, you dream, like, your, like, dead relatives come to you as a ghost. And you're, like, oh, my God. Like, you guys are fucked. Like, you guys have no way of making out of this alive. And you have, like, all these bad omens. And you wake up. You wake up early because you don't have good sleep. It's like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like, you can't sleep. Because if you sleep, you oversleep. You have, like, meetings in the morning. It's like, there's, like, nothing much you can do. And then you just wake up and you're like, you know, like, I think I'm just going to end things.
Yeah.
And just, you just go over, like, press big red button. just like, you know.
Set up all the news. Let's just fucking go.
Like, I'm done, like, trying to deal, like, with the rest of the world. I feel like, that's definitely possible. Like, do you think there's, like, precautions in place?
I think there's definitely, like, there's people around who are, like, kept around just because they are, like, I guess the voice of caution. They're, like, people are, like, always supposed to be there to, like, calm down any situation and be, like, okay, let's just take a step back and then... Because I feel like they need someone, like, especially, like, North Korea. I feel like North Korea is, like, definitely, like, always on the verge of, like,
wait, something. You mean people of caution in other countries or, like, within their own circle?
Within their own circle. I feel like there has to be, like, at least, like, some person who's, like, maybe not right now.
Yeah.
Like, let's just hold on a little
bit. Wait, but what if, like, they go through all that and just they decide, like, okay, press this button. Like, let's nuke everything. Are there, like, anti-nuke stuff?
I guess, other countries have, like, anti-nuke missiles. I guess, so, I think, I'm not entirely sure, but I think, like, intercontinental ICBMs, they go high enough that at some point in their arc, they are, like, high enough that they could be blown up
without,
like, minimal, like, fallout damage. So, like, they have, like, anti-missile things that can blow them up when they are in that range. But, I mean, like, that's also just, like, you're shooting at, like, something else that someone else shot, so.
How accurate could it be?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have, like, good technology, but, like, I mean, who knows? You just miss and then, like, we're all dead. But also, I think... The thing with nukes is, I think nobody should have nukes.
The game is so weird. Because, like, the Nash equilibrium is that we both have nukes, but we don't fire nukes.
Yes.
Right? But once someone fires a nuke, the equilibrium is that you should also fire the nuke.
Yes. But, like, then it's like, then we're all just fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, we're just, like, canceling just, like, large parts of the planet.
So if one person just decides, like, I don't care if you fire.
Yeah, if you don't care anymore, then you're just, like,
you can just go ahead.
Yeah. And I guess that's, I don't know why they haven't ever done that. But it's very dangerous. We should destroy all the nukes and then just go back to regular war, bro. I think we should go back to having champions. Every country gets one champion.
And they fight to the death.
Yeah. Like, if you ever have a disagreement, you just have your champions fight it out. The winner takes everything. It's fine. Like, let's just do that. It's not worth it to... Why do all these regular people have to, like, deal with your shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the regular person in, like, North Korea who's just, like, farming or whatever, like, doesn't want to get bombed. I'm just, like, living my life, bro. Like, I literally never did anything to any country. Like, why do I have to suffer for this? It's so fucked up.
That is fucked up. That's why they use all the propaganda and shit. To, like, they need to get them behind the movement.
Yeah. You have to be willing to die for the country because it could... Okay.
I think this is a good point. Yeah. For a good point to end the podcast, but also a good point for the beginning of 2021.
I agree. I think this has been like a good first test. I think it's been a free-flowing conversation.
Yeah.
I think we've hit like a lot of different topics.
I feel like in the beginning it was a bit like getting into the groove.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk about fucking Cheesecake Factory. that five minute discussion.
Why are you hating on Cheesecake Factory? Cheesecake Factory versus Italy. I think that's going to be like the main standout point of this episode.
Okay. Oh, I would say if anyone has listened up to this point,
mm-hmm.
they should comment on the video.
Yeah.
I'll be willing to like pay like a $10 Starbucks card or something.
Yeah.
If anyone actually made it.
If anyone gets to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will also add in a $10.
Yeah. I would be very surprised if we get like one person who's made it to this end.
Because I think by this point, like almost 2 hours.
Yeah. It has to be. Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Good talk.